today.
Live 1-800-259-9231, toll free 800-259-9231. Welcome to the program. It is the Saturday night edition, and that means
a big 3 hour Saturday night edition.
That's right. You not only do you get a bonus hour of the show because we're here from 7 to 10 o'clock on Saturday nights, mm-hmm, Eastern time, but also we're live on Saturday night, unlike the rest of talk radio land. That just doesn't deem you important enough to have a live show on
Saturday. Spending their big bucks on Saturday night, I'm afraid.
Yes.
We, on the other hand, poor as we are in our little hovel of a studio, broadcasting to you live.
Here we are, and we want to hear from you. We're here again until 10 o'clock, so there's plenty of time for you to literally get on the phones and take over the airwaves, bring up whatever topic is on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. 9231. The email address is ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We might just read your email live on the air. And again, any topic goes. So where we're going to start tonight, I don't know. There's a lot to do. We do have a bunch of emails that are kind of stacking up.
Yeah.
I'm thinking maybe we should get through it. Maybe we should just do one of those this hour, and then we've got something about animal services and how miserable of an organization they are. Government Animal Services. So, do you think we should start with email?
Yeah, one of the emails.
Okay. No child left unmedicated.
No.
You've heard about this, huh?
I have heard about the No Child Left Behind Act and all that stuff, and so it sounds to me like a government prescribing Ritalin to all the rambunctious little boys.
Yeah. Normally, we don't read forwards if you forward something to the show.
Yeah.
But as I glanced at this, it looked kind of interesting. So, from GDTP.
I look at them as news items, you know, right. And I don't read 99% of the news items that I get mm-hmm, on the air. I generally look at all the news. I want to be well-informed. But I don't read 99% of the news items that I come across in a day. So
sure.
If you email, you know, forward me a news item, I just look at it as a news item,
exactly.
Not as a letter.
It's a good way to get it to our attention. His comments, our emailer's comments, most of what Phyllis Schaefly has to say makes me crazy, but I'm with her on this one. Also, the fact that next to no one seems to be the least bit concerned about this program makes me think that there are an awful lot of people in this country whose brains aren't working right. But how much do you want to bet it will be those who are opposed to this that will be flagged as having mental health problems? The commentary is No Child Left Unmedicated by Phyllis Schlafly from the Heartland Institute, whatever that is. Big Brother is on the march. A plan to subject all children to mental health screening is underway, and the pharmaceutical firms are gearing up for bigger sales of psychotropic drugs. Like most liberal big-spending ideas, this one was slipped into the law under cover of soft semantics. Its genesis was the new Freedom Commission on Mental Health, created by President George W. Bush in 2002. Now, she's already used the term liberal,
yeah,
and then used George W. Bush.
So, she's a good old-fashioned bumper sticker soundbite conservative.
Probably right, but at least she's acknowledging that George Bush is behind it. I mean, if it weren't for George Bush, this wouldn't be where it is today, I guess, right?
Okay.
The New Freedom Commission on Mental Health, the NFCMH, recommends routine and comprehensive testing and mental health screening for every child in America, including preschoolers. Manwich. Bush has instructed 25 federal agencies to develop a plan to implement the commission's recommendations. The NFCMH proposes utilizing electronic medical records for mental health interrogation of both children and adults to search for mental illnesses in school and during routine physical exams. The NFCMH also recommends integrating electronic health records and personal health information systems. The NFCMH recommends linkage of these mental examinations with state-of-the-art treatments using specific medications for specific conditions. That means prescribing more expensive, patented antidepressants and antipsychotic drugs. Illinois became the first state to jump on board, and I've heard that Texas has since been crafting some legislation as well. By near unanimous votes in 2003, both houses of the state legislature passed the $10 million.
You know, they're going to get to the point where they, we don't have to worry about talking out against government schools because the government schools are going to get so wacky that people will not want to put their kids in them. These government propaganda mind.
I hope you're right, dude.
crazy institutions.
I mean, they're already so out of control, and people are already. I think there's a lot of people that are disappointed with the government education system that they still just kind of shrug their shoulders. No matter how bad it seems to get, they just kind of shrug their shoulders and figure, well, at least I don't have to pay for it.
Right.
Even though they are.
They are paying for it. And what baffles me is we pay more per student for government schools than we do for private schools. I mean,
that's true.
But I'll grant you that if you want to send your kid to private school, you still have to pay X per student for government schools because it goes on your tax. Your property taxes.
Still, even though they may know they're paying via property taxes, they're still kind of living under the delusion that it's okay because they don't have to pay as much. Okay, maybe it is $7,000 per year per pupil what the government spends of taxpayers' dollars on education.
Mm-hmm.
But of the individual, as far as the parents of that pupil, they're only spending, you know, 1,000 of that 7,000 or
something,
or 600 of that, depending on what their property taxes are. So they kind of feel good knowing that they get to stick it to everybody else down the street who doesn't have kids.
Right.
And
they
got
to pay for my kids.
Yeah.
I had to pay for their kids before I had kids now. Right. They've got to pay for mine.
Right.
Yeah.
And all the people
that's
that don't have kids.
Socialism at its best, too.
It is. It turns everybody against one another.
It's, you know, socialism's armed robbery. And
Pure and simple.
And we're all forced to participate.
Unless you're like a voluntary socialist, in which case I don't have a problem with you. As long as you're going to stay on your own land and have your own little commune.
Right.
And don't force
and share
people to
with
stay.
Everybody who's on the land.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay, so near unanimous votes in 2003, both houses of the state legislature in Illinois passed the $10 million Illinois Children's Mental Health Act, creating a children's mental health partnership, which is expected to become a model for other states. The ICMHP's plan, released on July 16th, calls for periodic social and emotional development examinations to be administered to all children and for all women to be interrogated for depression during pregnancy and up to a year postpartum. That's a little frightening.
It is a little scary. Well, I mean, we've had some incidences of some really awful things that have happened with postpartum syndrome.
Sure, and that apparently justifies investigating every single woman who's pregnant.
Yeah, well,
it's just amazing.
It is amazing. I mean, it's a bizarre thing.
Expected.
You know, a couple of Vietnam vets have come home and shot people. I wonder what they're going to do with the guys coming home from Iraq.
Mm.
They probably need to keep them in a mental institution for a year after their release.
That'll make them more sane. ICMHP showcased this plan with five public hearings stacked with bureaucrats and social service workers, a political tempest erupted with state legislators saying they had no idea that this was what they'd voted for. Oh, gosh, where'd all these things come from?
They do it all the time.
You mean the Patriot Act ain't very patriotic?
it baffles
read the
me.
Damn bills.
They don't read them. They don't read any of them.
Which our friends over at Downsize DC are going to be working on.
Thank God.
The good folks over at DownsizeDC.org have put together a package, actually a legislative package that's going to be hopefully introduced into the U.S. House.
How do they get it introduced?
Well, they have to find a sponsor, and I can imagine that they could find a sponsor.
Probably Ron Paul?
Yeah, I would guess it would be Ron Paul.
Dr. No.
And, well, what they're suggesting is that if this gets out there, the idea of a bill that's actually going to force our representatives to read every single piece of legislation that they have to vote on.
They're going to hate that. I mean,
they're going to hate it.
It's going to be like vampires in sunlight. They're going to hate it.
They're going to hate it. But what American could really say no to that? What voter, what member of the populace could say no, say they hate that idea?
Yeah, what a terrible idea. Our politicians shouldn't read the bills they vote into law.
Does anybody think that this idea is bad, to force politicians to read the bills they sign?
I can't imagine anybody does.
1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show, bring up anything. It's the live Saturday night edition of Free Talk Live.
We've all heard about the benefits of infrared light therapy, but never have we heard of anything as amazing as this. Diamedics, the leading authority on polychromatic infrared diode therapy in the U.S., now offers its patented Painex 2000 to the public. The Painex 2000 uses the same technology NASA uses aboard the space shuttle and the same technology used by the Navy SEALs. Now it's available to you. The Painex 2000 is FDA cleared for joint aches and pains, increases circulation, and relaxes those achy muscles. Diamedics has literally written the book on polychromatic infrared diode therapy. Using five different wavelengths in the Painex 2000 has made it the most advanced infrared light therapy product on the market today. With over 12 different models to choose from, there's a Painex 2000 device for everyone. Visit Diamedics.com. That's Diomedics.com. Or get your free catalog today by calling toll-free 888-972-4699. Again, your free catalog, toll-free 888-972-4699.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves, 1-800-259-9231, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Don't forget you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we got the live streaming available. High quality, high broadband stream. We got the not-so-broadband stream for those of you on dial-up modem still. You can all listen for free at freetalklive.com, so be sure you check that out.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go where all the good prickly little porcupines go, freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And so we're talking about something that we definitely don't want to see happen in the Free State. There's this new commission, new freedom commission on mental health. It's the new freedom.
Yes.
Being on pills, that's the new freedom, apparently. Isn't that a little Brave New World-ish?
It's it's Orwellian.
Yeah.
The way they use this terminology, the Patriot Act has nothing to do with patriotism. It has more to do with tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
They get new freedom here.
Right.
This has nothing to do with freedom. This is medicating people.
No, it's the new freedom. See, here's how I understand it.
Uh-huh.
Because it's kind of like them admitting that we're not free now.
Yes.
Okay, America, it's totalitarianism. We're controlling you. You don't own yourself. We own you. You're slaves to the state. Sorry about that. Here's our new freedom initiative. So if you just get on psychotropic medications, you'll think you're a free person again. You'll have new freedom through medicine.
You're going to have to be high to think you're free.
Right. That's the idea. It's just like Brave New World, where they were doping everybody up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Illinois is the first state to jump on board this particular set of rules. The new plan for Illinois calls for periodic social and emotional development examinations to be administered to all children and for all women to be interrogated for depression during pregnancy and up to a year postpartum.
How bizarre.
That doesn't just say kids going to government schools. That says all children.
Yeah.
That doesn't just say women who happen to be in the hospitals that are government administrated. That says all women. So does that mean it's going to be a crime if you're a woman and you don't want to have your kid at a hospital? And there are women that have home births,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe you're one of these women that has just kind of stayed. You've been pregnant. You've been out of the system, if you will, mm-hmm. for pregnancy. Does that mean you'll be breaking the law because you'll be avoiding these health examinations?
It's an interesting question. Probably not initially.
Are we going to have a task force to hunt down these women, to investigate them, to go house to house and search for women who are pregnant?
It's going to be the war on unscreened children.
Maybe so. We're taking it a little lightly right now, but this could be very deadly serious.
I'm not taking it lightly.
When the ICMHP, the Illinois plan, showcased this plan with five public hearings, the bureaucrats and social service workers, a political tempest erupted with state legislators saying they had no idea that this was what they'd voted for. Illinois legislators were shocked to hear the details.
Oh my goodness.
The plan includes periodic developmental exams for children ages 0 through 18 years, a statewide data reporting system to track information on each person, social emotional development screens with all mandated school exams, and report cards on children's social-emotional development. The insinuation here, Manwich, is that some group of bureaucrats knows best.
Yeah.
They know what's best. They know the correct way for your children to grow up. They understand what mindsets that they should be instilled with upon their raising.
I don't know where people get this, the government knows better than we do attitude.
I think only the government has that attitude, and everybody else just kind of bends over for some reason.
I think there's a lot of people that do.
Really?
I do.
The plan is to add mental health assessment to the state's physical examination certificates, along with mandatory immunization records. All children in Illinois, unless religiously exempt, are required to have up-to-date health examinations and immunizations for school enrollment. The ICMHP requires the Illinois...
religious exemptions for these things?
I guess, well, for the old way. The ICMHP requires the Illinois State Board of Education to develop and implement a plan that incorporates social and emotional standards as part of the mandated Illinois learning standards, which were due on the governor's desk by last December. This inevitably opens up screening for politically incorrect attitudes and nonconformity with liberal attitudes of tolerance.
Sure.
Drugs not proven effective. Mental health diagnoses are inherently subjective, and social constructions, as even the diagnostic manuals admit, many thousands, if not millions, of children would receive stigmatizing diagnoses that would follow them for the rest of their lives. Yeah.
Happens all the time.
You've been deemed crazy.
Yep.
By the state.
Happens all the time.
Because you're a libertarian or something like that.
Sure. Or if you can have any kind of attitudes. I mean, if you express,
yeah.
If you're just having a bad day and you're cranky in front of the psychologist, imagine what kind of diagnosis you can get.
Subjective is definitely the right word to describe that, because it's just based on one human being's opinion.
Yep.
And if you bring a second person in, then it's only based on two human beings' opinions. State-of-the-art treatments, in quotes, will result in
And what's
many...
it really managed to do? I mean, suppose I am crazy. if I'm going to work and, you know, or going to school and getting doing fine.
As long as you're not out killing people.
Right.
Is that the point of this, to head off the psychopaths? Is that what they're trying to do?
Well, I mean, how ridiculous is that, though? I mean, sociopaths that kill people,
mm-hmm.
there's only they only crop up every few years.
Sure.
And, you know, I mean, I'll grant you that serial killers kill a lot of people in their little purview, but politicians kill a lot more.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Governments have contributed to the deaths, directly contributed to the deaths of millions of individuals.
I'm sorry,
the worst psychopath might be 10, 15,
right,
20.
40.
The long-term safety and effectiveness of psychiatric medications given to children have never been proven, but the side effects are known and severe. They include suicide, violence, psychosis, cardiac toxicity, and growth suppression. Several school shooters, such as Eric Harris in Columbine and Kip Kinkle in Oregon, were on antidepressants or stimulants when they committed their crimes. The validity of much scientific research has lost its credibility because the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has allowed their pharmaceutical industry to withhold data not favorable to the products to their products, and because persons in the pay of the pharmaceutical firms are the ones recommending the medications. Now, that's not a shocker either, that the FDA would allow the pharmaceutical industry to withhold that data, because the FDA is there to protect them.
Sure it is.
They're not really there. Here's the news flash, maybe, for some of you. The FDA is not there to protect you. They're there to protect big boys in industry.
Absolutely.
And to ensure that they can get their products to market after, of course, they pay their necessary dues. They have to pay the bribes to the FDA to get the product to market. But once it's there, they're going to protect. They are going to protect
these people.
They're
not bribes, Ian. They're just fees.
Right.
Tremendous fees.
Semantics.
Yes.
The current controversy
has been...
Yeah. The current controversy about links between suicide and antidepressants that have not been adequately tested has contributed to the uproar. Parental rights are unclear or non-existent under these mental health screening programs. What are the rights of youth and parents to refuse or opt out of such a screening? Will they face coercion and threats of removal from school? You better believe it. Or child neglect charges, maybe, if they refuse privacy-invading interrogations or unproved medications. How will a child remove a stigmatizing label from his records? A Columbia University pilot project for screening students called Teen Screen resulted in one-third of the subjects being flagged as positive for mental health problems. One out of three.
Sure.
Half of those...
I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, because the thing is on any given day...
All teenagers have mental health problems. They're teenagers!
Right.
1-800-259-9231, the idea...
I'd be willing to say that everybody's crazy.
Yeah, the idea that we are going to force people into this is insane. This is just turning into lockdown, police state,
yep,
totalitarian insanity, and we want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Before you buy a car, get the answers you need to make a smart purchase. Just log on to consumerreports.org. You'll discover the Consumer Reports top picks for 2005, how to find a good repair shop, and learn how not to get ripped off when you buy or lease a car. Learn which cars are the safest, including our special feature on electronic stability control. Plus, we'll tell you which cars are the most reliable and what's new for the 2006 model year. At Consumer Reports, we're committed to helping you make the best automotive buying decision. We put each car through 40 rigorous tests, so you'll know what the most highly recommended models are. As an independent nonprofit organization, Consumer Reports is the only major publication that does not accept advertising. That means our expert ratings and recommendations are honest and unbiased.
So before you buy that car, log on to ConsumerReports.org, and we'll give you the information you need to make a smart automotive purchase. Consumer Reports. Expert. Independent. Nonprofit.
You've heard about POS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology, but have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The live Saturday night edition. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we've got the bulletin board system with literally hundreds of people interacting and thousands of posts for you to surf around.
Like 10,000.
Over 10,000.
Go into 11,000.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure we're almost there. Mm-hmm. So go there at freetalklive.com and enjoy that. We're talking about this crazy plan to, well, catch the crazy people. Or that's what they're saying.
Mm.
The U.S. government wants to screen all kids and all women who are pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
For depression and other mental problems, they could then probably be ordered to be placed on medication.
Right. The government knows best. It's time for you to take your medication.
Right. Yeah. Is this right out of some sort of Orwellian novel,
yeah,
like you were saying? It does sound like it. And it's just a frightening concept because it's backing up the idea that you just don't own yourself anymore. I was reading something earlier today where the author was making that point. Do you own you, Manwich?
I believe I do,
right.
But throughout human history, humans have not owned themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been slaves to the strong man, the chief, the leader of the tribe, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
And, you know, then it was the feudal lord. Because you can believe the feudal lord could go out and have sex with any of the peasant girls he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
And he could, if he wanted to, chop the head off of any of those peasant boys that he felt like doing that,
sure,
to. Or vice versa.
Because he owns them.
Depending on what the feudal lord's proclivities,
right,
were. And then, you know, it moves to kings, and
right,
and that's just...
So far, throughout my life,
now it's fascism.
I feel like, on a day-to-day basis, I own myself. Sure, I'm able to wake up when I want to, and go outside when I want to, and buy what foods I'd like to. There's a certain set of choices that I can make that I have purview over. But when it really comes down to it, I don't own myself.
Mm.
Because whenever the government wants to, they can just come right up to me and point weapons at me and basically force me to do whatever I want to unless I want to die. I mean, I don't have
whatever
to do.
Want, they
right,
want you to do.
Whatever they want me to do. If I don't want to do what they want me to do, they might just kill me. So I have the choice to not do what they want me to do, but as a result, I might lose my life.
Yeah.
So therefore, I don't own myself. I'm being controlled by somebody. And this is just a natural, this is just the next step in this whole idea of you don't own yourself. You can't decide to smoke marijuana or take ecstasy or do illegal drugs. You don't know best if you should be able to take OxyContin or other prescription medications. You don't know best if you should be able to ride your motorcycle without a helmet, put a seatbelt on in your car. I mean, we could go on and on and on.
And God knows you better
things.
Not carry a gun because you might think that you do know best,
mm-hmm,
and try to enforce that. So the government's got to get the guns out of your hands. And let's be clear that probably most of those things you mentioned, I don't really want to do.
Right.
I just don't want to do those. But every day that I go to work and every dollar I earn, the government takes about 50 cents out of that dollar.
Mm-hmm.
Tax Freedom Day is in May for most Americans. And,
yep,
and of course, the more you make, the higher your take home, or the, excuse me, the more you make, the higher the government takes home. So that 50% isn't really accurate for most Americans.
Mm-hmm.
It's closer to 45.
Right.
Because I pay 30% of my 30% of my income goes to bam right mm-hmm. into withholding, and then you've got property taxes, sales tax, which is 6 cents on every dollar, but it's not 6 cents on every dollar; it's 6 cents on every 50 cents that you got to take home.
Right.
So
it's crazy.
Yeah, it is. It's nuts.
Now here's an example of somebody who probably wouldn't get past this mental examination. His name is William Poole. He's 18 years old. He's a senior in, I guess it looks like Winchester, Kentucky. We talked about him a couple months ago, maybe about a month and a half ago, when he first got arrested for writing a story. Mr. Poole wrote a fictional story, and he claims it was about zombies. The police claim there are no zombies in the story. The police admit that although Mr. Poole doesn't actually use anybody's real name, he doesn't even use the name of the county that he lives in, the police say that the stories that this guy was writing are somehow terroristic threats. They're terroristic threats against the school and the students in the school.
Hmm.
And just from the things that we've read about it, it just seems totally asinine what the cops are saying in this case. You know, whether this kid is actually dangerous or not, we don't know. We don't know the guy. We don't have the writings in front of us. We're just going based on what the cops say.
But I don't think that really matters, though. I mean, you can write some really horrifying stuff. Look at Stephen King and Clive Barker.
Right.
I mean, these guys write some really... Clive Barker needs to have his head examined, as far as I'm concerned.
Well,
but I'm not willing to send cops with guns in to do that.
Sure. And those guys are writing fiction. Now, I could understand if they came across some writings. I could sort of understand if they came across some writings saying, I'm going to kill Mr. Manwich, my math teacher, on Friday next week.
Right.
You know, if they came across that, that's actually a threat of violence. That's a threat of violence against a specific individual.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not he's actually intending to do it is another question. But that would certainly be a whole lot more concrete than what they found. And what they found was just this story about defending...
Doesn't have anybody's name, doesn't really have any... I mean, nothing's named properly in this story.
No.
Nothing's
grounded in reality. Yeah, and the cops admit that. But because in Kentucky, apparently the law says that any mention of threat against a school, something like a threat against a school, regardless of whether or not it's named, or a threat against teachers, regardless of whether or not they're named.
Threat against government personnel.
Right.
It's very, very broad. Basically, you can't write a horror novel in Kentucky.
Right. You could be brought up on terroristic threats charges. So this kid was locked up as a result of it with a $5,000 bail. And last night, I just happened to remember his situation. I asked myself, well, I wonder what's going on with this guy. So I did a quick Google today, and here's the latest. A judge sentenced William Poole to 180 days in jail,
really?
Not for his initial violation, but for contempt of court today. A week after he violated the conditions of his release on bond by going on school property. Poole is the George...
Probably to see his girlfriend or something.
Well, actually, you'll find out here in a moment. Poole is the George Rogers Clark High School student who was charged with a terroristic threatening after writing about a violent takeover at a high school. Poole, age 18, admitted today that he'd gone to Shearer Elementary School last week with a friend. Was he going there to kill some elementary school students?
Yeah.
To set off a bomb? No. He was going there to... went there with a friend... Oh, it doesn't say, but it'll reveal it later. We'll find out. Prosecutor John Keaton called it blatant disregard for this court's explicit order not to be on school property. The judge said, nobody knows if you're dangerous. I gave you a very simple order. There should have been no reason for you to violate. At a hearing earlier this month, Brown told Poole that if he made bond, he should stay off school property and avoid contact with the friends.
I think everybody's dangerous, don't you? I mean, everybody's dangerous?
To an extent, I suppose.
So, I mean, I don't know.
Well,
he hasn't been charged with anything.
Yeah, he...
He
hasn't been found guilty of anything, but he was released on bond because somebody, Jeffrey Russell of Louisville, acting on behalf of a civil liberties group on March 19th, paid Poole's $5,000 bond.
Mm.
So some total stranger came in and bonded him out, and then that's when the judge gave him the instruction to not go anywhere near a school. So you'd think that he would have...
Where's he living? At his grandparents' house?
I don't know.
I
don't know. You'd think that he would have stayed away. So it was kind of a stupid choice on his part to do this.
It is a dumb choice.
But basically, apparently what they were doing was they were picking up his friend's sister. His friend's sister was going to the elementary school, so they went and picked him up. And then when the school people...
So he should have just stayed at the Circle K.
Yeah, the school employee spotted him and recognized him and immediately ratted him out. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control and bring up anything that happens to be on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you. And, man, let's take control of the show, 1-800-259-9231. And get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We've got the updates list there. You just go click updates. It takes maybe a minute or two to sign up. And from that point on, you'll get emails from us whenever there's something to announce about the show. And the latest update that we've sent had to do with the voting system that was reset on our website. Right there next to the What's New section, it says Vote for FTL. Right, it's also a link right above our archive section. Vote for FTL. If you just click that link, type in your email address, and click Vote Now, they'll send you an email that's like a confirmation email. You open that email, click the link inside it, and you're done. It's going to help us get to the top of the charts at PodcastAlley.com. Right now, we're on the chart, but we're not near the top. Right now, the number one podcast is a Catholic podcast.
Well, considering
which
died today. Yes. It's sort of timely.
I'm sure that's one reason why they're getting a lot more attention, because they were never on the top 10 list before.
No.
Now, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they've got crazy amounts of votes. And as you said, of course, the Pope died today. And I'm not a Catholic. I'm not a religious person. And I don't know much about the Pope. I'm not a huge fan of organized religion. But I'm told the Pope was against all wars. So I'm for that.
Yeah.
I can't disagree with him on that one.
Well, he was a great man. He was... as responsible as Ronald Reagan, as far as I'm concerned, for bringing down the Berlin Wall and showing, giving all the people in Eastern Europe a lot more freedom. So. Yeah.
Well, peace is a good thing. 1-800-259-9231. So, just a few more comments.
That
whole
anti-contraception thing is really kind of silly, though.
Yeah, that, yeah. Again, I'm not all for organized religion. Anyway, Clark Teen, the guy in Kentucky, 18-year-old, the terroristic threatening guy who wrote a story about zombies.
What's his kid's name?
William Poole.
William Poole.
He's now sentenced to 180 days in jail for contempt of court by violating the conditions of his release by going on school property.
180 days is
that's
really
six
extreme.
Months. Yeah, that's 6 months in jail.
Whew. For just walking, for driving onto school property and picking up a little girl.
Well, it's great. That's just how the system works. They just look for excuses to get you back in. I mean, they got their $5,000. Now, since he was bonded out to the tune of $5,000,
yeah.
when they rearrest him, does that person get their money back immediately right then? Because usually you have to wait till they show up in court.
Right. They have to show up in court for the previous event and be either found guilty or not guilty, whatever.
Well, now he's going to be sitting in jail for 180 days. Do you think they'll have his court appearance within those 180 days? Or do you think they'll wait until he's served that before they do it? I don't know.
I suspect they will.
Let's see. His grandma leaned in on this one, or weighed in with her thoughts. At a hearing earlier this month, around 180
This is the grandma that turned him in.
Oh, excuse me. The 180-day sentence was half of what Keaton, the prosecutor, suggested, although he did not make a formal recommendation. Poole's grandma, the woman who turned his ass in, Joyce Kraft, who turned him into police in February, called the sentence pretty lenient. She said that after the hearing that Poole had rebuffed her efforts to help him, and that she hopes he gets...
I'd rebuff her, too, if she sent me to jail, quite honestly.
Well, here's what she meant by help. She says she hopes he gets psychiatric treatment. That's the kind of help she wants to give him.
Great.
All the kid did was write a story. He gained international...
I'm sure that, he lives with the grandparents. There's a good chance that they know that the kid is effed up in the head, but I don't think that sending him to jail is going to do any good.
And not at all.
It's dangerous to use the cops for this sort of thing. Hey, come out of your own pocket and send the kid to psychiatric. You should have done it when he was 16 when you had control.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's 18, he's an adult.
Mm. That's a good point. Well,
I just don't want my tax dollars and my police being used in order for you to figure out what you want to do with your kid. Sorry, lady.
We will keep you updated. That's the latest on his situation. And the local government there in Kentucky has been apparently just deluged with emails and phone calls from people that are angry because they believe they're violating First Amendment rights. And they are. The kid wrote a freaking story.
Yeah.
That's it. It's just another example of how the government is just micromanaging our lives. And it needs to stop.
Well, they just feel like they know better.
Right. What do you got there, man?
Oh, I've got I have a story here that kind of fits in. In Snohomish, Washington, Snoho has appeared without incident in Snohomish, Washington High School. Let's see. What's this say? Yurt?
Huh?
The school district's website and the name of an espresso stand, Snoho Mojo, by the... half of this thing's cut off. I can't even read it. but the plural form is another matter.
Justin, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Okay. Snoho is short for Snohomish.
Got it.
It's okay to use the term Snoho because it appears in the high school yearbook. It's in the school district's website.
It's probably their mascot. Where are the Snohos?
Well, that's the problem is the plural.
Oh.
The singular is fine.
Uh-huh.
Being a Snoho is okay. But being a group of Snohos, not so okay.
Why?
I'll read the article.
Okay.
It's a principal who's gotten on a little issue, and it's his school, so he gets to say what he wants, I guess.
No, it's not his school. He administers the school.
In the case of
the taxpayers of the school.
Right. Well.
But they don't care about that.
No.
That's just a minor technicality.
Justin Patrick, 17, he's a senior, was suspended briefly in February after arguing when he was told to take off his T-shirt that had Snohos emblazoned across his chest. He and four friends wore Snohos T-shirts mostly beneath their coats in protest on Wednesday. They said the term is merely a self-reference, short for Snohomish, an Indian word meaning
That's all the shirt said was snow hose. There wasn't
snow hose.
There wasn't any photo or picture or drawing to go with it.
No. No,
we'll get to the
illustration of what a
up.
Snow hose
right.
might be.
1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. This is another bizarre school story.
It's bizarre.
It's Free Talk Live.
My doctor was truly amazed at the improvements my heart showed after my heart attack. Thank you, Cartavite.
I was having a hard time breathing and had to rest in the afternoons, but since Cartavite, that's all changed now. I've had chronic fatigue for 12 years now and decided to try Cartavite. Boy, it's improved my energy dramatically.
Cartavite.
We all use Cartavite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000% Cartavite. Cartavite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartavite. You can find more information at www.cartavite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartavite is a natural thing.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly-Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Saturday night. We're actually here live in the studio. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com, where we've got the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described, right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com.
You know, so many shows are very, very careful about whether they say morning or afternoon, or whether they say, what the day of the week is, or anything like that. Well, we're always live. Almost.
Yeah. Well, that's because they constantly are taking time off. I know that one of the Michael Savage, one of our competitors, at nighttime during the week.
During the week.
From what I'm told from some people, that, I don't listen to his show, but from what I'm told, he's not there half of the time.
Yeah.
Like one out of three shows, he's off on vacation or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah. The general stays off the air quite a bit.
We only take time off when we're forced to by the network. Last year, Christmas time and Thanksgiving, the network wouldn't put somebody actually in the studio to run
Thank
the show.
Thank God.
And we didn't have enough money to pay him on our own.
When you say we, you really mean you.
Yeah.
Because
Because I would drag your ass in here.
I want to be home with my family on Christmas and Thanksgiving. not so much Ian, no.
Yeah, we're actually live here six nights a week. And if something calamitous were to happen to me, you know, if I was to get sick, not be able to do the show, I'd bring somebody else in to do a live show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, we'll do anything we can.
Didn't you have one show where you couldn't speak?
Yeah, there was a show a couple years ago where for some reason, it never happened to me in my life before, just lost my voice. I couldn't do more than whisper, basically.
Yeah.
And I came into the studio and screened phone calls.
who ran who did the mic and ran the board and all
that
stuff?
I think it was Mike at the time, one of our former co-hosts.
Mm-hmm.
So that's dedication, man. We want to bring you live programming six nights a week here on Free Talk Live, and that's why we're here tonight. So
we've gone through a lot of co-hosts throughout the years.
We have.
I mean, now I'll grant you, I was there on the first night that we flipped on the mics and did Free Talk Live on a Sunday night. And
yes, you were.
Little 105.9 FM.
In Tampa Bay.
Yeah, in Tampa Bay. Mm-hmm. But we've gone through a lot throughout the years.
Now, enough of this reminiscing. Let's get back to your snow hoe.
Okay, snow hoe story.
You said there's a good quote, and I want to get to it before we're done for this hour.
Well, more or less, the bureaucrats, the administrators of the school, don't want the
just to recap,
high school students.
They've prevented some kids from wearing Snow Hose T-shirts.
Right.
And Snow Hose is the
Snow
name.
Hose.
Snow Hose is the short, cutesy name for the town they live in.
Snohomish.
Right.
Washington. And Snow Hose is the shortage. But
if
you say that you're, you know, more than one snow hoe, then you're snow hose, and
that's
they don't
problem,
like that.
Apparently.
Yes, the school administrators, however, say that it's too easily seen as a derogatory reference towards prostitutes. Now, wouldn't
get your mind out of the gutter?
Wouldn't prostitutes be a derogatory reference towards prostitutes?
Yeah. I mean,
it's kind of a funny thing to say. It's a derogatory reference to, I guess, I don't know.
It's a derogatory reference to prostitutes who like being out in the snow.
It's a reference to prostitutes that could be considered derogatory towards the women of Snohomish, I guess.
But the t-shirts in question don't have any other content besides the word snow hose, right?
Right. There's a real difference between the word snow hose, Principal Dinah Pluma said. I can't see our boys' football team wearing a shirt that said, "We are snow hose." Can you? That's the principal said.
I don't see why not.
She thinks it's a pejorative reference towards women, and I don't want our name.
It's all about the principal.
Yep, used
the female principal.
Rank
who's offended.
On our own girls. Right.
So because she's offended. She's offended. Everybody's got to suffer.
Right. Well, she's
power monger, power grabber. Tired of it. We need to end government education, end government involvement in education, replace it with the free market. If you like that idea or if you hate that idea, call us. 1-800-259-9231. Otherwise, we've got some more interesting ideas coming up because we're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time. This is your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.